Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Here come the students. They'd love a round of applause. They'll be in about 10 seconds.
Thank you.
What a hand for Max Langevin for that fine piping. And also a hand for Brian Sand and his quintet to your right. And they'll entertain you for about 2 minutes, and then I'll come back. We had a similar crowd this morning, and I'd like to thank Peter Knox and his crew for putting together a beautiful presentation, all clean, all nice, almost every seat occupied, but if there's a few late people, there's a few extra seats here and there. So a nice hand for Peter Knox here at the campus. In about 3 minutes, the platform party will come up. And the Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, will be sitting in the main throne here, right in the middle, and he will conduct the entire ceremony. There will be an honorary degree given. There will be a valedictorian speech that will be made. All of this will be smoothly done, and I think you will be out of here in about an hour and 7.5 minutes or something like that. It won't be a whole lot longer. That, I think, we can quite assure you. We had practice this morning. Everything went even more smoothly this afternoon. Here comes the piper. I would say this, that one good piece of advice is if you're having a bad hair day, there's a mirror on your left that you can compose yourselves. Watch the person in front of you as to what they do. There will be a photograph taken in front of the flags that you see on the left-hand side in front of the faculty. So watch what the person, except for the very first person who doesn't know what they're doing, or maybe they will figure it out, I'm sure. That will be the first PhD down on this end. But the rest of you, watch what's going on. It'll all fall into place very smoothly. And as I say, you'll be back. Oh, yes, that at the link, there's going to be a refreshment ceremony at the link. You know where that statue is of James McDonald.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I've enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact, that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on the lawn of the downtown campus waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. Now, when I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning, and in size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. In these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water, or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, œuvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of this month, have been a real homecoming. I am so proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. And I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind. And I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, we'll never regret it. Merci, thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, our governors and governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, and remember this moment. Remember to all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course. Professors, librarians, staff. You have not been alone. I would like now to invite you, all graduates, to please stand up. All of you, please stand up. Look around you and give a big round of applause to all those people who've supported you through the years. Merci beaucoup. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Merci beaucoup. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say, "That's great. So what are you going to do next?" That is so annoying. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? And do not worry, you'll get your degree even if you don't answer the question right now. But really, in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next. The big question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You finish your degree, and this is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that's ready to learn, and there's so much more learning to be done and enjoyed. For some of you, the next classroom may be in the workforce. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans une université, peut-être même ici, à McGill. Mais ce qui est certain, c'est que ces apprentissages se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also scary a little bit. Having recently come back to school myself, I understand these feelings. I imagine that Gurdev Kush, this afternoon's honorary doctorate recipient, understands these feelings too. He is certainly no stranger to times of profound change, having played a key role in the Green Revolution, which transformed the course of history by saving some billion people from starvation in developing countries. When we find ourselves in time of transition, those who are close to us reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, or gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was fortunate to receive such gifts, and I want to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet that reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." I thought, wow, this is great to have a friend who believes in me. But what the message is telling us, really, is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you're leaving that comfort zone for something new and unknown. You're going to have to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the role. And this brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. What a great title, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high, allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor here at McGill. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your ways out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. Those are very powerful words, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how. How you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really the most important gift are the special people you meet in life. Remember the friends that you've made here during your time at McGill, and keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill, even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of them. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a term that they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill, the singer-songwriter of McGill University." And they were looking at each other with total confusion. McGill, being such a great university, must have, they thought, a highly acclaimed chansonnier. But they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And really, this made me reflect on the great hits of Arnold as a chancelier. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of our university, and has sung McGill's praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible. Les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university. So I want you to remember this. So you better be listening carefully here. You have to remember this. McGill, what is it? A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing results. Félicitations. Congratulations.
Merci, merci, Principal Fortier. I now invite Professor Christopher Buttle to present this year's winner of the McDonald Campus Award for Excellence in Teaching.
Madam Chancellor, The recipient of the 2014 McDonald Campus Award for Teaching Excellence is none other than Chris Solomon, Assistant Professor of Aquatic Ecology in the Department of Natural Resource Sciences. Chris teaches Fisheries and Wildlife Management, Quantitative Methods in Ecology, and Fish Ecology, a new course that he introduced. Chris has consistently excellent student evaluation scores and was recommended for this award by numerous students and colleagues. He is commended by his students for his unpretentious, approachable, and respectful manner and his infectious passion for science and teaching. Chris strives for relevance and clarity in his teaching, and this is clearly appreciated by his students. At the same time, his classes are challenging and involve, as one student put it, an incredibly steep learning curve. He believes that skills are as important as information and that skills are best learned by doing. Chris achieves this in class by using problem-based experiential learning, taking his students on extended field trips, and innovating class activities to actively engage them in understanding the course material. To paraphrase a heartfelt nomination by a former student, quote, "In this day and age, when training science students is to be objective and open-minded with the hope of bettering the world, Chris is the kind of teacher every science student should have at least once. He was the first teacher at McGill to show me how fun science is. He's inspired me with a meaningful direction in my life and by helping me understand what I'm capable of as a scientist. He will forever be one of the professors to whom I owe the most. It is with pride and appreciation that the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences presents Chris Solomon with the 2014 McDonald Campus Award for Teaching Excellence."
I now invite Dean Chandra Madramutu to present Professor Gurdev Singh Kush, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Madramutu.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my great honor and privilege to present to you one of the heroes of the Green Revolution, Dr. Gurdev Singh Kush, for whom it has been said the work that he has conducted and the results that he has achieved has passed the lips of almost half of the world's inhabitants. Born in a small village of Punjab, India, he received his BSc in agriculture from the Punjab Agricultural University and a PhD from the University of California, Davis. He spent most of his professional life at the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines as a plant breeder. Ce scientifique a contribué de manière exceptionnelle à repousser les frontières de la génétique de riz. Au cours de sa carrière de 35 ans à l'Institut international de recherche en riz, il a dirigé le programme de mise au point des variétés de riz améliorées et résistantes aux maladies et aux insectes. Plus de 300 variétés de riz élaborées sous sa direction ont été mises en circulation en Asie, en Afrique et en Amérique latine. Dr. Kush's exemplary contributions to food security have been recognized worldwide. He has received the Japan Prize in 1987, the World Food Prize in 1996, the Rank Prize in 1998, the Wolf Prize in Agriculture in 2000, and the Golden Sickle Award in 2007. He has received honorary doctorate degrees from 13 universities, including Cambridge University and The Ohio State University. Dr. Kush has been elected to the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, the Royal Society of London, the Russian Academy of Sciences, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and the Indian Academy of Science. Monsieur le Chancelier, je vous présente Monsieur Gurdev Singh Kush pour que vous lui conferiez le grade de docteur des sciences honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to invite Dr. Gurdev Singh Kush to deliver the convocation address.
Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, Principal Suzanne Fortier, Mr. Kip Covert, Chairman of the Board of Governors, Dean Chandra Madramoto, faculty members, recipients of degrees and awards, distinguished audience, ladies and gentlemen. It is an honor and privilege to be with you on this occasion. I would like to convey my heartiest congratulations to these students who have received their well-earned degrees and awards today. I also wish to congratulate your parents who have done so much in supporting you in many ways. Finally, I would like to acknowledge the dedication of McGill faculty for guiding you, inspiring you, and for mentoring you. Graduates, you read almost every day about the challenges of climate change, energy scarcity, political turmoil, and expanding frontiers of space exploration. However, poverty and hunger in the developing world are rarely discussed. 1 billion people, or 15% of the world population, go to bed hungry every day and somehow survive on a daily income of $1.25. When I graduated from college in 1950s, 50% of the world's population was poor and hungry. Agricultural productivity was dismally low. The specter of famine was often discussed. Famine 1975 was the title of a book written by Paul and William Paddock in 1967. The authors predicted large-scale food shortages, political upheavals, and famine during 1970s. Fortunately, Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation established two centers of excellence in agricultural research, the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines and the International Center for Maize and Wheat Improvement in Mexico during 1960s to develop technologies for increasing food production and to alleviate poverty and hunger. These institutes were later supported by the World Bank and donor agencies of developed countries, including CIDA, the Canadian International Development Agency. High-yielding disease and insect-resistant varieties of rice and wheat developed as these institutes led to major increases in food production. While the world population doubled from 3 billion in 1960 to 6 billion in year 2000, rice production increased threefold during the same period, from 200 million tons in year 1960 to 6 billion tons in year 2000. Similar increases occurred in wheat production. Besides improving food security, the cultivation of high-yielding crops improved wages and income of farming communities. Employment increased, poverty was reduced, high-yielding crop varieties require more labor and more labor per unit of land. Marketing of a larger volume of produce and increased demand for non-farm goods and services resulting from higher incomes generated additional employment in trade, transportation, and construction activities. This economic miracle in Asia was therefore triggered by growth in agricultural income, and that helped expand the domestic market for non-farm goods and services. In spite of these achievements, pockets of poverty and hunger still remain in parts of Asia and in most of Africa. The relentless population increase in several developing countries is another major concern. For example, the population of Pakistan, which is currently at 180 million, is projected to overtake that of US in 2050. There will be more people in Nigeria in 2050 than there were in all of Africa in 1950. Most of the poor are small farmers. Therefore, most important strategy for reducing poverty and hunger is through increasing farm productivity. This requires, again, high-yielding crop varieties with disease and insect resistance and tolerance to abiotic stresses such as drought and salinity. Fortunately, advances in molecular and cellular biology have given us new tools such as genetic engineering and molecular marker assisted selection for crop improvement. Several crop varieties have been developed through genetic engineering. These so-called GM crops are widely grown. For example, insect-resistant GM cotton with BT genes from a bacterium is widely grown in US, Australia, India, China, and several African countries. It has drastically reduced the need for insecticides and has increased the income of small farmers by increasing yields while simultaneously lowering the cost of production. GM cotton is also beneficial to the environment and health of farming communities. GM technology is also being applied to improve product quality, such as golden rice, which has been developed to alleviate vitamin A deficiency amongst the poor. Unfortunately, there is a lot of ignorance and debate about the safety of GM crops. GM crops have been grown since 1996. They were grown on 430 million hectares in 27 countries on six continents in 2013. The ingredients produced from GM foods are found in hundreds of foods and are consumed worldwide. No legitimate evidence of harm to human health and the environment from these products is known or is expected. Societal anxiety over these products is in some ways understandable. It's fueled by a variety of factors, including lack of understanding of the process of genetic engineering, a lack of reliable information about the regulatory safeguards, and a steady stream of negative opinions in the news media, opposition by activist groups, and general lack of awareness how food systems have evolved over time. Saying that the public apprehension over GM food is understandable, it's not to say that it is valid. There is no evidence that genetic engineering creates any new environmental or public health risks. Scientists know far more about the genetic makeup, product characteristics, and the safety of every GM food than the food produced using conventional methods. They can test to ensure that transgenes are working properly and that nutritional aspects and yield potential of the crops is not impaired. The Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Health Organization, and most of the world's scientific academies have stated that GM foods are safe for human consumption. The opposition to GM food reminds us about challenges of teaching evolution, claims that climate science is fraudulent, and pockets of opposition to vaccination. Graduates, the most valuable part of your education is how you have learned to analyze such divergent opinions and controversies in a logical and scientific manner. You must endeavor to strengthen the social fabric of our society and to eradicate hunger, poverty, and ignorance from the face of this earth. Your alma mater has prepared you well for these challenges. As we celebrate your bright future, I hope you will use your education to solve tomorrow's problems. Remember, learning is a lifelong process. Your schooling may be over, but your education continues. Make use of what you have learned at this eminent institution and live up to your potential. Good luck, congratulations, and may your paths be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Kirsch. Very important words from someone who, as they say, has been there and done this. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. I call upon Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite the students graduating at McDonald campus from the Faculty of from programs of study in the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a university degree keep their mortarboard hat on, and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and I'm sure the students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to students by the dean or delegate as they leave the stage. You may have seen during this convocation season some students wearing red or white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation in the community and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or a certificate. The feather has two meanings: respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signals attachment to the land on which we stand, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme, or certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor Ian Strachan and then Professor Christopher Buttle to introduce the graduates, and for Professor Chandra Madramutu, Dean of the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
Thank you. For the degree Doctor of Philosophy in Bioresource Engineering, Alanike Aladinola. Vaishali Dutta. Golmar Golmohammadi. For the degree Doctor of Philosophy in Entomology, Raphael Royote. For the degree Doctor of Philosophy in Microbiology, Chi Ying Lei. Yeah. David Meek. For the degree Doctor of Philosophy in Plant Science, Soumya Subramanian. For the degree Doctor of Philosophy in Renewable Resources, Kellyanne Bona. Barbara Fry. For the degree Master of Science in Agricultural Economics, Etna Alvarado Romero. For the degree Master of Science in Animal Science, Melissa Pansera. For the degree of Master of Science in Bioresource Engineering, Sanaz Alizadeh. Pierre Beauchamp. Carrie Edwards. Kingsley Ejibi. Angela Sheila Grant. Siddhartha Joshi. Michelina Lipa. Shreya Chuang Yi Chao. Wei Chu. For the degree Master of Science in Microbiology, Patricia Gerner-Potvin, also receiving a graduate certificate in bioinformatics. Guillaume Lamarche Gagnon. For the degree of Master of Science in Plant Science, Nadia Idrina Chider, also receiving graduate certificate bioinformatics. Sarah Alhach Mosquera. Ximin Fan. For the degree Master of Science in Renewable Resources, Chloe May Rebecca McMillan. José Daniel Meto. Kellyanne Nugent.
For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering, Bioresource, Kim Boiley. Cameron Butler. Lucas Del Vecchio. Valerie Delude. Nicolas Fabien Wallet, with distinction. Curtis Foran. Robin Guarnota. Martin Legault. Caitlin Lloyd. Kendall McBride. Christopher Thomas McGuire. Antoine Pouliot. Tamara Provencher. Jennifer Rocard. Pernella Talek. Zui Tam Tran. Dean's Honor List. Brian Watty. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences in Agricultural Economics, Philippe Baudry. Edith Beauvais. Jonathan Cloutier. Simon Doré Ouellette, Dean's Honor List. Annie Grubb. Hilary Hall. Taurus Yutphai Quan. Yiyi Song. For the degree Bachelor of Science in Agriculture and Environmental Sciences in Agro-Environmental Sciences, Tanveer Singh. Catherine Ann Bieber. Bradley Boheman, Dean's Honor List. Cynthia Crezet. Anne-Marie Deland. Nancy Franco Gendron. Daphne Grenier Bettiome. Emily Joyelle. Olivier Eric Murphy Labrie, Dean's Honor List. Samuel Langto, with distinction. Kathy Lapointe, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Lervé Bazinet. Stephanie Montreuil, with distinction. Jonathan Paré. Sandrine Perron, Cutler Shield Award. Alyssa Quiring. Alexandre Richard. Shane Wood. Michelle Yang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agriculture and Environmental Sciences in Environment, Ina Bacharnikova, Honors in Environment. Sarah Fioravante, Honors in Environment. Zachary Goldberg. Puna Mascheri. Alexandra Kathleen Noel. Danielle Shao, Dean's Honor List. Chinar Shaa, with distinction. Sarah Silverman, Honors in Environment. Vivian Louise Steele. Victor Tran, Honors in Environment. Bachelor of Science, Agriculture and Environmental Sciences in Environmental Biology. Capucine Bobin. Mm-hmm. Shannon Boyle. Clemence Briand Racine, Dean's Honor List. Pia Bernio. Alyssa Cameron, Dean's Honor List. Cynthia Charest. Nicolas Châtel-Launay, Lieutenant Governor of Quebec Youth Medal. Caitlin Finley. Philippe Ein, with distinction. Alida Adriana Klein. Jonathan Coe. Sophie Krolikowski. Catherine Lee Zook, with distinction. Anna Christina Morales. Annie Quinones. Michael Wolf Saminsky. Yuki Sasaki. Yasmina Siddiqui. Montserrat Serrano, with distinction. Javed Singh. Alexander Stone. Eva Troyen. Degree of Bachelor of Science in Agriculture and Environmental Sciences, International Agriculture and Food Systems. Chloe Gendre. Kausha Kral. Julien Jean Mallard, the Ping Quan Lao Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Ventola, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science, Agriculture and Environmental Sciences, Life Sciences, Biology and Agriculture. Dahlia Auge, Dean's Honor List. Julie Baudin Judd, Dean's Honor List. Kelly Bierenbaum. Joanie Bisson, with distinction. Wow. Luke Curran, Distinction, First Class Honors in Life Sciences, Biological and Agricultural. Mo Dejeuner. Jennifer Marguerite Gaucher. Catherine George, McGill Alumni Society Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Kathleen Jiguer. Randy Jacinto. Yi Daniel Lowe. Mary Pierre Lucier. Jacob Charles Majaw. Aji Rajadurai. Rana Risk. Alexander Salmon. Andrianne Sasseville. Vanessa Sconemilio. Emma Jane Stacy. Carolyn Trainer, with distinction. Alexandra Titsouris, first class honors in life sciences. Brianne Webster. Stuart Wiseman. For the Farm Management and Technology Program, Brandon Arnold. Stephanie Bélanger No, Governor General's Collegiate Bronze Medal, Lieutenant Governor's Youth Medal, Médaille d'Or de Ministre de Agriculture des Pêcheries et Alimentation du Québec, and Dean's Honor List. Rachel Dion, with distinction. Kevin Hammond. Diane Mayu. Tiffany Nelson. Justine Pouliot, Distinction, Lieutenant Governor's Youth Medal. Mario Roy, with distinction. David Souter. Daniel Sutherland, Distinction, Lieutenant Governor's Youth Medal.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to ask Mr. Zhu Yi Tam Tran to say a few words as this ceremony's valedictorian.
Sorry. Mr. Chancellor, esteemed members of the platform party, fellow sardine-packed graduates, and the people who once changed their diapers, congratulations on making it this far of the 2014 McGill Spring Convocation. Only two more speeches and the national anthem before you're free. Friends and family, thank you all for coming and sharing this joyous day with us on our beautiful campus. You've been our great support for these last few years, and especially the parents. And a special thank you to my godmother, whose fondest wish was to see me graduate today. Our success is also your success. And I'd like to thank you all also for sticking with us all these years, despite us maybe not telling you all there is and not talking to you as much. Fun fact, my family only found out today I was valedictorian. So dear graduates, haven't we all come a long way? From instant freshmen to seasoned seniors, what you have accomplished in your time at McDonald campus is no small feat. In fact, graduating with our diploma indicates that we have effectively obtained the tools necessary for success by diligently studying 2 to 3 hours per credit per week and doing all of our required readings. So congratulations to you all. Though I do not presume to know all of you personally, nor you me, we do know us. I'm sure that after the 3 to 4 years spent here at Mac campus and calling it home, or more for some, we've all realized just how special a place this truly is. We've all bonded together over the years from day one at Frosch into a cohesive and rich body with diverse opinions, knowledge, and life experiences. Our sense of community, involvement, and openness has made Mac a truly great place to be, where new ideas and ways of living mingle and shape each other. Ici, j'ai été témoin du caractère chaleureux et inclusif du campus McDonald dont nous sommes tous si fiers. Ici, on n'hésite pas lorsque son prochain a besoin d'aide, et chacun et chacune accueille son prochain de manière amicale. Ici, où se côtoient des brillants individus des quatre coins du monde aux valeurs et aux religions variées, l'ouverture d'esprit, le respect et l'échange culturel prévalent. Mac is a tight-knit community, or at least that's what all the other valedictorians said before me. Indeed, you could recognize everyone at the Cayley on a given night, though some nights are harder to remember than others. And there's an undeniable trust between all of us, as attest all of the unlocked front doors in St. Anne's, in the town of St. Anne's. Fellow graduates, we've been together through thick and thin. We've helped each other in our moments of need, like during the hay fire last October at the farm, where the dean, professors, support staff, and students all worked diligently together to evacuate the cattle to safety. We also lend each other our precious notes when one of our friends might have missed class for a good reason, or not. And we all band together to keep the intramural sports we love and the annual award banquets going. Finally, we've shared our joys during the countless Thursday nights and end of semesters, each one crazier than the last, and now here today all together gathered. You know, this room actually summarizes pretty well the time we spent together. I mean, who would have thought that a room with the stickiest party floor on campus could clean up so well to offer us hours and hours of anguish during final exam season? Of course, we cannot forget the rest of the McDonald population who greatly contributed to the Mac experience. The exceedingly kind and helpful support staff, the diligent janitors who cleaned up after all of our messes, the security that looks out for us and occasionally gives us lifts home, and last but not least, the always accessible and faculty members and professors ready to help a student in need. On a side note, I've always wondered how Lise and Joelle manage to be so happy and cheerful all the time. It's kind of scary. Do you guys drink like happy water or something? To the masters and PhD students, it was a pleasure and honor to fight alongside you during this great grueling crusade that is university academics. Grad school certainly wasn't easy, and especially for those a long way from home and family. It is now with a heavy heart that I must bid you all adieu. The only regret that I have is that I was not able to spend more time with all of you wonderful people. But for all of those who have come and gone here at Mac, either by mistake or choice, we wouldn't have it any other way. McDonald campus is the way to go. So class of 2014, though we have reached the top of this mountain called university, there are always higher ones to aim for. And I hope that you all find it within yourselves the strength to keep tackling taller mountains, because you're capable of it, because you deserve it, and because you owe it to yourself and to all those that have supported you throughout the years. And should you falter, know that you can look back on these past years for inspiration and courage. Know that you're not alone in this, and know that you will have loving friends and family, be they from Mac or not, to fall back upon. So chase while you are still young and eager. Toil while you still have resilience. Fly while you still have no roots. Explore all the streets and avenues in Opportunityville while you can before settling down. So go today and push forward and only look back on sweet memories. To my bioresource crew, what a rowdy bunch you guys were, but you were the best classmates anybody could hope for, and I'll miss you all. Bio what? Class of 2014, it was truly an honor to speak on your behalf today, and I look forward into entering the next stage of my life with you all. Hasta la vista, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, till we meet again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, would the graduating class please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask now that you all rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem. Protège.
go.